Welcome back to the AI Guy podcast. I'm Val Kleiman, your AI guy. And as always, I'm here with my co-host, Alex. Today, we're talking about the boring side of AI, the side nobody posts about on LinkedIn, operations. Boring is where the money is, Val. Marketing AI gets the headlines, but operations AI is where small businesses are actually saving real hours and real dollars. So what are we covering today?
Four buckets: workflow automation, document processing, scheduling and inventory, and AI agents that handle ongoing tasks. And then a real case study at the end, a 22-person manufacturing shop in Cincinnati that pulled 47 hours a week out of their operations using a stack that cost them about $300 a month. $300 a month for 47 hours a week. That math is wild. Let's start with bucket one, workflow automation. This is the one most people have heard of, right? Zapier.
Zapier is still the gold standard for non-technical teams. As of 2026, they've got over 7,000 app integrations. Pricing is $20 to $100 per month for most small business tiers. The reason it's still the default is simple. If your ops manager doesn't write code, Zapier is the fastest path from idea to working automation.
Correct. Make, formerly Integromat, is roughly half the price for the same workflow complexity, about $9 to $30 a month for most SMB tiers. The trade-off is the visual builder is more powerful but has a steeper learning curve. Then there's N8N, which is open source. You can self-host it for the cost of a $20 VPS. Same automation, 10 times cheaper, but you're now running infrastructure.
Rule of thumb, if you're under 500 tasks a month, stay on Zapier. The convenience is worth it. 500 to 10,000 tasks, switch to Make. You'll save real money. Above 10,000, or if you have a technical person, look at N8N. There was a retailer in the research called Siam Retail who hit that exact wall. They were doing 40,000 tasks a month on Zapier, paying around $1,500 a month. They migrated to N8N, self-hosted, and dropped to about $400 a month. 70% cost reduction, same workflows.
So that's bucket one. What's bucket two?
Document processing. This is the unsung hero of operations AI. Every small business deals with invoices, purchase orders, receipts, contracts, customer forms. Historically, you either paid an offshore data entry team or you ate the cost of someone on staff doing it 20 hours a week.
And the modern AI tools just read those documents directly?
Exactly. The category is called Intelligent Document Processing, or IDP. The leading 2026 platforms for SMBs are Rossum, Clippa, NanoNets, and DocSumo. Rossum is probably the most polished. They charge based on document volume, typically starting around $500 a month for 1,000 pages. Clippa is more affordable for receipts and expense reports, specifically, starting around $150 a month. NanoNets is the most flexible. You train it on your own document templates, starting around $500 a month.
On standardized documents, like invoices, 95 to 98% field accuracy out of the box. After 2 or 3 weeks of corrections, you're typically at 99 plus. The ROI is brutal, in a good way. Most ops teams report eliminating 40 plus hours a month of manual data entry within the first 90 days.
This is where small businesses leave the most money on the table. If you run a shop, a clinic, a restaurant, a service business, you're probably scheduling staff with a spreadsheet or a basic tool like When I Work. Inventory is even worse. Half of small retailers I talk to are still using Excel for inventory.
For scheduling, look at Deputy, Sling, and Homebase. All three now have AI scheduling that takes your historical foot traffic, sales data, and staff preferences and generates the optimal weekly schedule in about 30 seconds. Pricing runs $4 to $6 per employee per month. For a 15-person team, that's $60 to $90 a month. The savings? Most operators report 2 to 3 hours a week back from the schedule build itself, and a 5 to 12% reduction in labor cost from better matching staffing to demand. And inventory?
For inventory, the SMB-friendly platforms are Syn7, Inflow, and Odoo. Odoo's the one that comes up most often in case studies because it's modular and they have an aggressive free tier. The BrainCuber 2026 ROI study showed clients hitting 15 to 25 percentage point improvements in inventory accuracy within 90 days, with one client saving $29,000 a year from a single inventory module. The pattern is the same. AI looks at your sales velocity, lead times, seasonality, and tells you exactly when to reorder and how much.
Bucket 4. AI agents. This is the buzzy one.
It is, and most of the buzz is overstated. But the actual SMB use case is real. AI agents that handle ongoing tasks. Not chatbots. Agents that do work. The 2026 leaders are Lindy, Relevance AI, and Crew AI. Lindy, in particular, is built for non-technical operators. They start at $50 a month for the pro tier. You can spin up an agent that monitors your email, drafts responses to common inquiries, books meetings on your calendar, and updates your CRM, all without you touching it.
How is that different from Zapier?
Great question. Zapier is rules-based. If this happens, do that. Agents are goal-based. The instruction is, handle inbound customer support emails, escalate anything I need to look at, and resolve the rest. The agent figures out the steps. For example, a Lindy agent can read an inbound support email, check your knowledge base, draft a reply, and only ping you if it's truly novel. Zapier can't do that. It can route the email, but it can't reason about it.
Increasingly, yes. The use cases that work today, in order of reliability, inbound email triage and response, calendar scheduling, CRM data hygiene, so cleaning duplicates, enriching records, internal knowledge questions, so an agent that answers staff questions about company policies, and basic invoice and payment chasing. The use cases that are still flaky or anything involving complex sales judgment or anything regulated like legal or medical advice.
Cincinnati, mid-sized manufacturing shop, 22 employees, they make custom industrial gaskets. Their operations manager, who I won't name, came to me about 8 months ago. They were drowning. 47 hours a week of manual ops work spread across 3 people, mostly invoice processing, purchase order tracking, scheduling, and customer follow-up.
4 tools. Total cost, about $300 a month. 1. Make, for general workflow automation, $29 a month tier. They built about 15 automations connecting their email, QuickBooks, their CRM, and Google Sheets. 2. Clippa, for invoice processing, $150 a month. Every invoice that hits accounts payable email is now read, fields extracted, and pushed into QuickBooks automatically. They review exceptions. They process about 400 invoices a month. 3. Deputy, for scheduling. Their team is 15 people, so about $90 a month. The shop manager used to spend 4 hours every Sunday building the schedule. Now, it's 15 minutes. 4. Lindy, for customer email triage, $49 a month. The agent handles incoming order status questions and reorder requests by checking the CRM and shipping system and only pings the team for anything custom.
After 90 days, 28 hours per week recovered. After 6 months, 47 hours per week. They didn't lay anyone off, which is important. They redeployed those hours into sales and quoting. Their quoting capacity went up about 60%. They closed an extra $180,000 in new business in the first 6 months that they directly attribute to having capacity to actually respond to RFPs. So $300 a month in tools generated $180,000 in revenue.
In the first 6 months, the recurring win is they now have headroom to grow without hiring 2 more ops people. That's the hidden ROI nobody calculates. Avoided hires.
3 things. 1. Don't try to deploy all 4 buckets at once. Pick the one that's eating your team's time today. For most SMBs, that's either invoice processing or scheduling. 2. Start small. The Cincinnati shop didn't roll out 15 make automations on day 1. They built 1, ran it for a week, fixed it, then built the next. 3. Track hours saved, not just dollars. Hours are what unlock growth. Dollars saved on tooling is a rounding error compared to redeployed human capacity.
And if folks want to figure out where to start?
Audit your operations team's last 2 weeks. Have them log every task that took more than 15 minutes and was repetitive. The patterns will jump out. Then pick 1, pick a tool,
Give yourself 2 weeks to deploy and test. That's it.
AI.advalorem.io has the long-form reports on each of these tools, including the vendor comparisons and case studies. New report drops every weekday.
Thanks for listening to the AI Guy podcast. We'll see you Thursday for the next episode on AI for SMB Finance.
Until then, stop doing work your AI can do. See you Thursday.